Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be tackling a corner of the podcasting world that's absolutely exploded in recent years, Christian podcasts in 2025. And we're going to be pulling our insights from a really fascinating article from Christian Culture News. It's called Exploring the Growth of Christian Podcasts in 2025. So consider this your crash course in what's happening in this space right now. We're going to cover major trends, listener demographics, the tech driving it all, and we'll even introduce you to a few standout podcasts that are really making waves.
You know, most people turn to podcasts for entertainment, maybe to learn something new, or just to pass the time. But what's so interesting about Christian podcasts is they've really tapped into something much deeper. It's not just passive listening. It's about building community and fostering spiritual growth in a way that feels surprisingly modern.
Yeah, it's interesting how they've taken these really age-old traditions of faith and community and infused them with this digital energy. So before we go any further, let's define our terms here. When we say Christian podcasts, what are we actually talking about? What sets them apart from, let's say, just a regular podcast?
Well, at their core, Christian podcasts are created specifically for the Christian community, offering content on faith, spirituality, daily life, but all viewed through a Christian lens. What's interesting is that they didn't just pop up recently. They've actually been around since the early 2000s, so they've been growing right alongside the podcasting boom in general.
So they were kind of early adopters of this whole podcasting thing.
Exactly. Christian communities were really quick to recognize the potential of this new medium. Imagine you're commuting and you're suddenly hit with a question about your faith. Mm-hmm. Boom, you can dive into a podcast that tackles that very topic right then and there. That accessibility is huge.
It's like having this like personal spiritual guide in your pocket, ready whenever you need it. But it's not just one-way communication, is it? The article talked about this trend toward interactive engagement. Do you think that changes the very nature of spiritual guidance in some way?
Yeah, I think it definitely blurs the lines. You think about the more traditional forms of spiritual guidance, sermons, Bible studies, those are often one to many. But podcasts are increasingly incorporating things like live Q&A sessions, where listeners can actually engage with the host in real time. It's almost like a virtual Bible study.
And then there's the whole social media element. It's not just about listening anymore. It's about connecting, discussing, and actually building a community around these podcasts.
Right. You see podcasters using platforms like Facebook and Instagram to create these spaces for discussion and community building. So it's not just passive listening anymore. It's active participation and engagement. And that's not the only way that Christian podcasts are evolving. I think we're seeing a real diversification of formats, too.
So it's not just like sermon-based podcasts anymore. What are some of the other formats that are starting to gain some traction?
Well, we're seeing a rise in these storytelling podcasts, where biblical narratives are kind of brought to life in this almost audio drama style.
Yeah.
Imagine listening to the story of David and Goliath, but you feel like you're right there in the valley, feeling the tension build as David faces this giant. It's a totally different way to experience those stories.
Yeah, that's a great example. The article also mentioned interview-based podcasts featuring thought leaders and everyday people sharing their faith journeys.
Yeah, those interview-based podcasts offer all these different perspectives on faith, from like renowned theologians to everyday people sharing their personal stories of struggles and triumphs. It's like you get this glimpse into how faith operates in the real world through all these different lenses and experiences.
I feel like Christian podcasting is kind of mirroring what's happening in the podcasting world in general. With this move toward more niche content, it's like there's something for everyone.
Well, absolutely. You've got podcasts for young adults, for parents, for people interested in social justice, people exploring specific theological topics, you name it. And that rise in niche content speaks directly to the changing demographics of who's actually tuning in.
Well, and the article highlighted that the majority of listeners are between 25 and 45 years old. So kind of that digitally savvy generation that's actively seeking out spiritual growth. But what I found interesting is that women make up about 60% of the audience. Why do you think that is?
It's a fascinating trend for sure. Some people suggest it's because many Christian podcasts really emphasize community and personal stories, aspects that often resonate strongly with women. But it's not a monolithic picture. We're also seeing significant growth in male listenership, especially in areas like theology and leadership.
So it's like this really multifaceted landscape where different demographics are driving the demand for different types of content. But it's not just limited to the U.S., is it? The article pointed to significant growth in regions like Asia and Africa, really highlighting this global reach of Christian content. So what role do you think technology plays in all of this?
Oh, technology is absolutely crucial. I mean, just the ubiquity of smartphones, for example, allows people to access podcasts anytime, anywhere. Imagine you're on a crowded bus in a bustling city in Asia and you're feeling overwhelmed. Suddenly you can tap into a podcast that offers this message of peace and hope. That's the power of technology at play.
And then you have platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, which have made it incredibly easy to find and listen to podcasts. But they've also made it easier for creators to distribute their content, allowing a wider range of voices to be heard. You don't need a big radio station or publishing house anymore. You can share your message directly with the world.
That's right. And we can't forget the role of social media in amplifying those voices. Podcasters are really good at using social media to connect with their audience, sharing little snippets of their episodes, and creating buzz. It's all about extending that conversation beyond just listening.
So we've talked about trends, we've talked about demographics, the tech. I think our listener is probably curious about some specific examples, and the article highlighted a few successful Christian podcasts. What are some that stand out to you?
One that immediately comes to mind is the Faithful Podcast.
Yeah.
They really tackle contemporary issues head on, things like mental health and social justice. And what I think is refreshing is they bring in expert guests, they have those interactive Q&A sessions that we talked about, and they're really trying to bridge the gap between faith and those real-world challenges that people are facing today.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, hey, faith isn't just about what happens on Sunday mornings. It's about how we navigate the complexities of life, the good, the bad, the mess.
Exactly. And then there's Voices of Grace, which takes a more personal approach. They focus on sharing these individual stories and faith journeys. I love how raw and honest those stories are. It's like sitting down with a friend over coffee and hearing them pour their heart out about their struggles and triumphs in faith.
Yeah, and it's that vulnerability and authenticity that I think makes it so relatable. You realize you're not alone in your doubts and your questions.
Absolutely. And for a podcast that's really leaning into social media, there's faith in action, they incorporate community challenges, prayer requests, all these opportunities for listeners to really get involved outside of just listening. It's like they've created this online community where faith is lived out collectively, not just talked about.
They're tapping into that desire for connection and shared purpose, especially in a world that can feel so isolating at times.
Yeah, and I think all of these examples just highlight how important the hosts are, their personality, their communication style, their ability to build rapport with listeners. Those are all so crucial for a successful podcast.
Well, yeah, just like any form of media, people want to feel like they're connecting with a real person, someone they can relate to and trust.
Exactly. And that authenticity is key, especially when you're dealing with sensitive topics like faith and spirituality. But it's not just about the hosts. I think Christian influencers play a big role too. Their endorsements can introduce a podcast to a whole new audience.
It's like a stamp of approval from someone you already trust and admire. So it seems like Christian podcasts have really hit their stride. But what are some of the challenges they face, especially as this space becomes more and more crowded?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is content creation pressure. It's not easy to consistently churn out this high-quality, engaging content week after week, especially while trying to stay true to your theological convictions.
Yeah, I can imagine with the sheer volume of content out there, it must feel like a constant race to stay relevant and capture people's attention. What are some other challenges they face?
Funding's a big one. A lot of Christian podcasts rely on personal investment or small donations, which can be difficult to sustain long-term. And finding sponsors can also be tricky, especially for newer podcasts. It's kind of this catch-22. You need a large audience to attract sponsors, but you need funding to grow your audience.
Yeah, it's tough to break that cycle. And then there's just the challenge of standing out in a really crowded market. With so many podcasts vying for attention, how do you differentiate yourself? How do you grab people's attention without compromising your values?
Yeah, it's a delicate balance. But I think one of the keys to overcoming these challenges is community.
What do you mean by that?
Collaboration is essential. Podcasters need to support each other, share resources, and network within the Christian community to build this stronger foundation. They need to amplify each other's messages and really work together to reach a wider audience. There's strength in numbers.
It's like the old adage, a rising tide lifts all boats. By supporting each other, they can collectively raise the profile of Christian podcasting and reach more people with their message.
Exactly. It's not just about surviving. It's about thriving. And speaking of thriving, I think the future of Christian podcasting holds some really exciting possibilities.
Oh, absolutely. And one that really caught my eye in the article was the idea of augmented reality being integrated into podcasts. I'm still trying to wrap my head around what that would actually look like.
Well, imagine listening to a podcast about the travels of the Apostle Paul. And as the host is describing his journey to Rome, your phone screen transforms into this 3D map, tracing Paul's voyage across the Mediterranean Sea. You'd see the bustling ports he visited, the storms he endured, the vast distances he covered.
Wow, that's incredible. It would make the story so much more immersive and engaging. You wouldn't just hear about the journey, you would practically experience it.
Exactly. Or imagine listening to a discussion about a parable. And as the host is explaining its meaning, illustrations or animations pop up on your screen, bringing the story to life visually.
That raises a fascinating ethical dilemma, though, doesn't it? How do you ensure that the AR is enhancing the spiritual message and not becoming a distraction? We don't want people getting so caught up in the visuals that they miss the deeper meaning.
Yeah, that's a really great point. It's going to require a lot of thought and intentionality from creators to make sure the technology serves the message and not the other way around. But done well, it has the potential to revolutionize the way we engage with these stories and these teachings.
It's mind-blowing to think about how technology is constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible. It really makes you wonder what other innovations might be just around the corner.
Yeah, and that's what's so exciting about this space. It's constantly evolving, adapting, finding new ways to connect with audiences. And who knows, maybe one day we'll be hosting this podcast from a virtual studio, surrounded by holographic representations of our listeners from all over the world.
Now, that's a vision for the future. But before we get too carried away, I think it's time to take a closer look at another really fascinating aspect of this world. And that is the rise of subscription models in Christian podcasting.
Yeah, that's a trend that could have a major impact on the sustainability and creative potential of Christian podcasts.
Absolutely. We'll dive into that right after a quick break.
So these subscription models, they offer a way for listeners to directly support the podcasts they love, and for creators to generate a more sustainable income stream. It's a win-win situation, really, potentially leading to even higher quality content and a closer connection between the podcasters and their audience.
I'm trying to imagine what that closer connection could look like exclusive bonus episodes or behind-the-scenes content, maybe even access to live Q&A sessions with your favorite podcast hosts, all because you're a subscriber.
Yeah, it creates this sense of belonging, like you're part of an inner circle, a community within a community. And for creators, it allows them to really focus on serving their most dedicated listeners, the ones who truly value their content and are willing to invest in its continued growth.
You know, it strikes me that these subscription models could also fuel some really interesting creative experimentation. Like if podcasters know they have this committed base of financial support, they might be more willing to take risks to try new formats to really push the boundaries of what a Christian podcast can be.
Oh, totally. It could unlock this wave of innovation, leading to even more diverse and engaging content. We might see podcasts incorporating original music, dramatic readings, even interactive elements that really blur the lines between listening and participating.
It's exciting to think about all the possibilities, but for now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that's been on my mind throughout this whole conversation, and that's the sheer volume of Christian podcasts out there. I mean, where do you even begin if you're new to this world? It can feel really overwhelming.
It's true. The landscape is vast and it's constantly expanding, but I think that's also part of the beauty of it. There's truly something for everyone out there. My advice would be to start by asking yourself, what am I looking for in a podcast? Are you seeking spiritual guidance, theological insights, personal stories of faith, or something else entirely? Once you have a sense of your needs and interests, you can start exploring different categories and podcasts.
So it's all about finding the right fit, just like you would with any other form of media. But what if you stumble upon a podcast that seems promising, but you're not quite sure if it's worth committing to?
Don't be afraid to sample. Most podcasts offer a few free episodes, so you can get a feel for the host's style, the topics they cover, and see if it really resonates with you. Think of it like browsing a bookstore. You might flip through a few pages before deciding if a book is worth buying.
That's a great analogy. You know, when I first started exploring Christian podcasts, I remember it felt a bit like wandering into a section of the bookstore I'd never been to before. I was curious, but also a little intimidated, like I didn't quite belong. Did you ever feel that way?
I think that's a pretty common experience, especially if you're coming from a background where faith and digital media haven't always intersected. But the truth is, the Christian podcasting community is incredibly welcoming and diverse. You'll find people from all walks of life, with different perspectives and experiences, all united by this shared desire to explore faith in a really meaningful way.
Yeah, it's like stepping into this global conversation, one that's been going on for centuries, but is now finding new expression through this modern medium.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation that's constantly evolving, challenging assumptions, and pushing the boundaries of what it means to live out your faith in the 21st century. And that's what makes it so exciting.
So let's say you found a few podcasts that you really enjoy. What are some things you can do to support them? Besides just listening, of course.
Oh, there are so many ways to show your support. Leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify is a huge help. It really boosts the podcast's visibility and helps other people discover it. Sharing episodes on social media is another great way to spread the word.
It's like a word-of-mouth recommendation for the digital age. And if you really want to go the extra mile, you can always consider making a small donation to the podcast.
That's right. Many podcasts rely on listener support to cover their production costs and keep creating the content that you love.
You know, it strikes me that supporting a Christian podcast is almost like investing in a ministry. You're contributing to the spread of a message that you believe in and helping to make a positive impact on the world.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way to put it. It's about recognizing that these podcasts aren't just entertainment. They're platforms for connection, growth, and inspiration.
And they have the potential to reach people who might never step foot in a church or pick up a Bible. It's a way to bring the message of faith into the digital spaces where people are already spending their time.
And that's what makes this such a vital and exciting movement. It's about meeting people where they are speaking their language and offering a message of hope and meaning in a world that often feels chaotic and uncertain.
So for anyone listening who's feeling inspired, who's thinking, maybe I have a story to share, a perspective to offer, what would you say to encourage them to take that leap and start their own Christian podcast?
I would say don't let fear hold you back. The beauty of podcasting is that it's accessible to anyone with a passion, a message, and a decent microphone. You don't need a fancy studio or a huge budget to get started.
That's so empowering. It really democratizes the process of creating and sharing content. But I imagine it can still feel daunting to put yourself out there, especially when you're dealing with such personal and often vulnerable topics. What advice would you give to someone who's kind of wrestling with those fears?
I would say start small. Don't worry about perfection or reaching a massive audience right away. Just focus on sharing your story authentically, connecting with your listeners on a personal level, and building a community around your message. And remember, you don't have to do it alone. There are tons of resources available to help you get started, from online courses to supportive communities of fellow podcasters.
It's like anything else in life. The first step is always the hardest. But once you take that leap of faith, you never know what amazing things might happen.
Exactly. And speaking of amazing things, let's circle back to a topic we touched on earlier. This whole idea of future innovations in Christian podcasting. We talked about augmented reality, but the article also mentioned subscription models. What are your thoughts on how those might shape the landscape?
Well, I think subscription models have the potential to revolutionize the way Christian podcasts are funded and consumed. Imagine a world where listeners can subscribe to their favorite podcasts for a small monthly fee, gaining access to exclusive content, ad-free listening, maybe even the ability to interact directly with the hosts and other listeners.
Yeah, it's like creating this VIP experience for your most dedicated fans, fostering a deeper sense of community and belonging. And for creators, it provides a more sustainable income stream, allowing them to invest more time and resources into producing even higher quality content.
It's fascinating to think about how that could impact the creative landscape. Would podcasters feel more freedom to experiment with new formats, to push the boundaries of what a Christian podcast can be, knowing they have this committed base of financial support?
I think so. It could unleash a wave of innovation, leading to even more diverse and engaging content.
And with augmented reality on the horizon, who knows what other technological advancements might be just around the corner, waiting to transform the way we experience faith through audio? It's an exciting time to be a part of this world.
Yeah, it really does feel like we're on the cusp of a whole new era of Christian podcasting, where technology really enhances the message, deepens the connection, and opens up all these crazy creative possibilities. Makes you wonder, what role will podcasts even play in the spiritual lives of, like, future generations? Well, that's a fascinating question to consider. Imagine a world where children grow up listening to these immersive audio dramas about Bible stories, where teens find guidance and solace in podcasts that speak to their unique challenges, and where adults engage in, like, virtual Bible study groups hosted through their favorite podcasts.
Yeah, it's almost like podcasts become this extension of the church in a way,
yeah.
A way to experience community and spiritual growth outside of those traditional walls.
Exactly, and with the potential for augmented reality. Just imagine attending a virtual prayer service right from your living room. You could feel like you're surrounded by fellow believers from all over the world, or experiencing a guided meditation through a podcast that uses AR to create this serene and calming environment right around you.
Yeah, it is kind of mind-blowing to think about how technology could bridge that gap between the physical and the digital, allowing us to connect with faith in ways we never thought possible. But amidst all this excitement about the future, I think it's important to remember that the heart of a good podcast, whether Christian or not, remains the same.
Oh, absolutely.
It's about authentic storytelling, genuine connection, a willingness to wrestle with those big questions of faith and life. Technology can enhance the experience, but it can never replace that human element.
At the end of the day, it's about people sharing their stories, their struggles, their triumphs, and their insights in a way that resonates with others. It's about finding that common ground, building community, offering a sense of hope and meaning in a world that can often feel isolating and overwhelming.
And that's what I think makes Christian podcasts so powerful. They give you this glimpse into the lived experiences of faith, the doubts, the questions, the unwavering belief, all wrapped up in a format that feels personally accessible and engaging.
Yeah, it's like having a conversation with a friend, a mentor, or a fellow traveler on this journey of faith. You realize you're not alone in your search for meaning, purpose, and connection.
Absolutely. And that's a message that I think transcends any specific denomination, theological perspective, or even cultural background. It speaks to that universal human longing for something greater than ourselves, for something to believe in, for something to hope for. Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Christian podcasts, I want to leave our listeners with this thought. What role do podcasts play in your own spiritual journey? Are they a source of inspiration, guidance, or community for you?
And if you've ever thought about starting your own podcast, what's holding you back? Maybe this conversation has sparked an idea, a story you want to share, a perspective you want to offer to the world. The beauty of podcasting is that it gives anyone with a voice and a message the power to reach a global audience.
So whether you're a seasoned listener or a curious newcomer, I encourage you to keep exploring this world of Christian podcasts, engage with the content, support the creators, and don't be afraid to let your own voice be heard. Because in this ever-evolving tapestry of faith, every story, every voice, every perspective has the power to make a difference.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've gained a new appreciation for the power of Christian podcasts and the exciting possibilities that lie ahead.
Until next time, keep seeking, keep exploring, and keep the conversation going.